It gives me great pleasure to get a double dose of Kathy tonight. So, first one, Kathy W.
Kathy W. Alcoholic. I'm very humbled being up here. That's the first thing I want to say. My sobriety date is August 13th, 2019. So I only have 10 minutes here, so you're going to get the condensed version. We'll start. I grew up in the American home. You know, we had the boat, we went camping, we went on vacation, three kids. The big difference between a lot of you and myself, my parents didn't drink. There was no alcohol in my house. My parents didn't touch. So we had this very, very, just, it looked from the outside, it looked like the perfect family. From the inside, it was very dysfunctional. I, as they say, you know, never fit in. And I didn't with my family. I actually had a mother that told me she would never accept me the way I was. And, so we're going to skip to how it started. I would say probably, and I didn't start drinking alcoholically until I was a little older. I started with marijuana. It was easier to get. I wasn't 21, I was 14. I could find that. I could find some people in school and stuff, you know. We didn't have alcohol in my home, so I couldn't feel it. So that's where I started. And, my parents divorced when I was 16, 17. I was the last of the three children, the only one left at home. And my mother threw me out at 17. I was still in beauty college. And my dad said, well, what am I supposed to do with her? So neither of my parents wanted me. I was still in beauty college. So that is how I ended up with my first marriage, my first husband, my first marriage. I went to live with him and his family. He had a very alcoholic family. He was an alcoholic and a drug user. And that was, I would say, the beginning of a cycle of abuse. I had three abusive marriages. All of them were drug or alcohol related. And there is something that birds of a feather flock together. I want to say that, because if anyone is here and in an abusive marriage, they will find alcohol and drug use. That a lot of that goes together. And there is a way out. That's one of the things that's really important to me, because nobody should be abused. After the three marriages, I stayed single for 10 years, but I still continue to use and drink. My drinking got progressively worse. And I decided I was going to, when I did, I would go on a blind date. That time I met my fourth husband, and he was completely different than anyone I'd ever dated. He was the safety manager at the penitentiary. He did not drink. He was an Eagle Scout. He was everything, and I decided I'm going to do the exact opposite of what I have been doing, because I knew I didn't want to go back there, you know. And that didn't work either, because I loved him, but I was not in love with him. And that really progressed my drinking, because I had to drink through that lie, that I was in this marriage that was a lie. I got a drunk driving in 2003. That's what brought me to the room the first time. I thought I could save my marriage. It did not work. Like I said, he left me shortly after I lost my license for a year. When I got my license back, he left me. And he had aspirations to be a warden. I am not a warden's wife. I can tell you that right now. And so then I came to AA for about a year, but I stayed sober for 3.5 years. And I was are very dry drunk. Well, that's just all of them, if I was a dry drunk. So then I went on a date with my husband, and when he is a morning, about our third date, I decided I wanted to have a drink with him. I thought I could do this, you know. So I went out for 13 years. And when they say this is a progressive disease, it truly is a progressive disease. Because I watched myself go down that really dark and ugly rabbit hole. I said, okay, you know what happened. And what really got me here is my husband never said a word to me about my business. My husband now. He is a very good man. I kind of wondered why, because it was so desperately getting worse. And I was thinking about this the other day. I dog sit, and so when I would go dog sitting, that's when I get a lot of my drinking, because dogs don't tell me. And I wasn't at home. You know, I wasn't at home, so no one was there to see me doing this. I did, and as I continued to drink, because I always liked vodka, but I said, screw the mixer. We'll just do it in shots. So because it's a lot quicker, it's a lot faster, and, you know, I had a purpose. A purpose to get drunk. That was my purpose. There was no, oh, I like the taste of it. There was only one reason I was taking shots of vodka. And my husband came to the home for that quite often. And I knew I was on the track of ending another marriage if I didn't do something. Like I said, he put up with it for a long time and never said a word to me about it. But when I retired, through all of this, I retired. I was retired in about 2017. And I've been here for 40 years. I've only done one job my whole life. I went to beauty college my senior year of high school, and I did hair after that. I lost my purpose in life, is what I felt like anyway. And when I did, I just started drinking all the time. I was sitting at home, nobody was there. I hated myself, I hated life, I had no purpose, I felt worthless, and so I continued to drink and drink and drink. And then when I started picking up that bottle first thing in the morning, because I had to try and function, that's when I really knew I had a problem. That's what happened. I was picking that bottle up in the morning and realizing I got to take these shots so I can function. And like I said, I got very suicidal. I got suicidal. I didn't want to be here. And that is what got me here. I told my husband, I knew where I needed to be. I knew how to fix the problem. But it took a long time to accept the fact, because I knew coming in here, because I had been here once before, it meant changing everything. It didn't mean just saying I was alcoholic. It meant a psychological and spiritual change for me. That was scary. That was scary. So I got to the room here, and I'm looking at those steps up there, and I will tell you, I had a great sponsor, my first sponsor. I have had two fabulous sponsors. I still have my second one sitting here in the front here. And my first one was Cindy Felix, who was down south. And she threw me into the middle of this thing with both feet, because that is Cindy. And I am so thankful for that. Now, I was not thankful at the time. I called her a few nice words under my breath. but now, I am so thankful. Looking at those steps, the third step was the hardest step for me to take. Made the decision to turn my will, because I'm a very willful person. My son comes by it naturally. And to turn it over to a higher power. And it says, you know, God as we understood him. That was a rough one for me, to find my higher power. Once I did, I pray daily. I meditate daily to try and find that conscious contact with my higher power. I am in service. I have a sponsor. My sponsor has a sponsor. I go to 6 meetings a week. I do the next indicated thing. And this program has given me a life already that I truly did not ever believe that I would have. It's given me a purpose. It's given me direction. It's given me my son. And that is, you know, we have a pretty good relationship. It's given me my husband back. It's given me a life back. And I actually am relieved of the depression I was in, too. That was one of the big things, is that it, you know, I'm on antidepressants, so I don't have a problem telling you guys that, but I was in a really bad depression for many, many years. Because, like, I was out there 13 years, in between the first time and this time. And it took me a while to get back to it. So, you know, I'm just really blessed. In the front of my book, my big book, I have a little note. I'm going to end with this. It says, keep coming back. It's on a little post-it note. Whatever you do, keep coming back. Leo gave me that at one of my very first meetings, and it's still in the front of my book. And I look at that every day, because they say, yes, don't leave before the miracle happens, because I know it's hard to believe. Because if someone told me some miracle was going to happen in my life, I wouldn't believe that. But it has. And to that, I'm truly grateful. Thank you.